far from home, right at home.
This is my mother and father with my oldest brother and my oldest sister who have passed on. She just passed on last year at 81, so this had to be taken 80 years ago.
Pictures of a people displaced, placed in the images of the African diaspora, an online place for people to hold on to pictures and stories of families, a global reunion, Africa and America, in snapshots and snippets of conversation and memory. Never forgetting. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A conversation this morning about a social network that's all about memory and the African-American diaspora experience. We're going to talk about that a little later this hour. On this Wednesday, March 2nd, I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is still under the weather this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi launching a counteroffensive this morning. Once again, his forces are moving east, attacking a key oil field and carrying out bombing runs against strategic arms depots held by the opposition. There are also reports Gaddafi's forces have retaken several towns near Tripoli with the apparent intent of creating a buffer zone around the capital. In the past hour, opposition leaders in Benghazi, the second largest city in Libya, say they will ask the United Nations to use air power to bring down the regime. But that's more than an academic question. There's been a lot of talk in the past few days of establishing a no-fly zone over Libya. U.S. CENTCOM Commander General James Mattis tells Congress setting one of those up wouldn't be easy.
My military opinion is, sir, it would be challenging. You would have to remove the air defense capability. No illusions here. It would be a military operation. It wouldn't simply be telling people not to fly airplanes.
NATO is reportedly considering a no-fly zone modeled on the one used over the Balkans in the 1990s war over Kosovo. This morning, two U.S. warships with 1,200 Marines aboard are moving closer to the Libyan coast. And Secretary of Defense Robert Gates says the U.S. military has no interest in getting bogged down in a third Middle East war.
We also have to think about, frankly, the use of the U.S. military in another country in the Middle East.
But there's also the humanitarian issue. 140,000 people have fled the fighting in the past week. Joining us now from the Tunisia-Libyan border is Mark Petzold with the International Organization for Migration. Mark, what are you seeing this morning?
I see the similar picture we just seen several days ago, people trying to enter in Tunisia in mass numbers, trying to flee from the problems they're facing inside Libya.
And Mark, would you say that the most urgent need at this point is to create an air safety zone over the border area, or to get humanitarian assistance to the people on the ground?
Basically, we need two issues we have to address very urgently in this regard. First of all, helping those people who have fled to Tunisia to return home as soon as possible. And secondly, of course, assisting the Tunisian people and Tunisia in dealing with these people coming in and searching for shelter.
All right. Mark Petzold is with the International Organization for Migration, monitoring the humanitarian situation for the 140,000 people who fled the fighting in Libya from the past week. Thanks so much, Mark. Pakistan's minister of minorities was gunned down outside his home in Islamabad this morning. A disturbing story there. The only Christian member of Pakistan's cabinet, the second vocal critic of the country's blasphemy laws, to be assassinated this year. And there's a committee vote in Ohio State Senate this morning on a bill that would ban public workers in the state from striking. Thousands of workers have gathered at the state house to protest. Let's check markets. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 12,058. The S&P opens at 1,306, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,737. As I mentioned this morning, coming up, we're going to talk about a special online project that brings together families, part of the African diaspora, to tell the stories of how they've created a reunion online to share their stories of how they've come together after being so displaced from Africa centuries ago. Go to thetakeaway.org, see some of the pictures that have been collected so far, and we're going to have a conversation later on. But first, we're going to check in on Libya.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.